All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I hate to break the fishing news after Ramchuk, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for like an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down, Ramchuk.
Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
Welcome back to the Real Life Podcast, episode 301 with the usual suspects. We hope you all had a good weekend. Plenty to talk about with the draft and the Olympics. So let's go right into the draft stuff. Bagmelt, how are we feeling about the draft this weekend?
Feeling pretty good about it, new Tyler. Liam, appreciate it. First off, we got to thank HGA Group for making us all possible. The HGA Group is the next generation of business services. The HGA Group was built to serve you better. So when your business brings you challenges, we can bring you solutions. And Wanya, you said we're going to have them on the podcast soon here, right?
We're going to come on and talk about business. They said we would love it if we could come on there like the Odd Shark guy. And I said, that's a great idea. New sponsor. Same idea. So they're going to come on here. We're going to talk business about different things we're working on or something like that. So that'll be cool.
Like if they're there for like, if you're starting out to finishing out things, that's what HGA does. Yes.
Starting out to finishing out. What do you mean?
Just in business. Like if you need if you're coming up with maybe a business plan or something, do they start off that basic?
Yeah. So kind of, I'll kind of walk through the suite of services that we're involved with HGA. So HGA, we're talking to having them help us create business plans for our new franchisees, Frugal Noodle, to help them because they've got the expertise to be able to put a document so important together. Those documents are very important for us to use to be able to get loans for our new stores for our franchisees. So they're going to come and help us with that. Also, you know, bookkeeping, making sure that all your numbers are right, making sure you're paying the tax man, which is very important when you're in business. They're making sure everything's up to date and compliant on that, so you don't have to stress. Also, the legal stuff, setting up a business right from a legal and paperwork standpoint. You know, I used to think I'd just walk into registries and just company, please, and pay your $400, and now you got a business. Well, you do that, but you realize that there's a lot of holes in the boat if you do it that way from a legal compliance point of view. So get everything done right. Make sure your minute books are kept up, do all that stuff just to cover your ass. That's the big thing, right? You get into business or out in the real world, you got to cover your ass. So, you know, on the early stages of business, those are all very important things.
Thanks, HGA Group. Look forward to hearing from it. This past weekend, boys, draft, NHL draft. Normally for us at Oilers Nation, this is the time for an event, maybe a party. quieter this year. Second straight Zoom draft that we've seen. Took a while, but I'll say very, very busy traffic weekend at Oilers Nation, even though a 22nd overall pick, as it were. Well, not necessarily the sexiest pick, but people are still interested. People are still hungry for the draft content. Anybody else watch it or just me?
I watched it on Twitter. I was following Oilers Nation Twitter because I was away this weekend. That's how low event the draft was for me, because normally we have an event. Normally yes. It's televised. People are in the stands. We have an event at the Pint, and it's a big to-do.
But. So at 22nd overall, the Oilers drafted Xavier Bourgo from the QMJHL.
There you go.
What kind of guy is he?
X is going to give it to you.
Yes, there's X going to give it to you, or we can just call him Dr. X. There's a lot of possibilities on a nickname for this kid.
Yeah.
But to answer the question, Wanya, he's supposedly a scorer. And Liam, you actually spoke to him, didn't you? In your daily face-off prospect series?
Yeah, I spoke to him. He basically just a goal scorer. And I know before last season, he was with a Dallas Stars prospect too, and then he moved on to go pros. And everyone was worried, oh, is he going to score goals? And then he just went and proved everyone wrong and scored goals. But he is a Boston Bruins fan. I found that out during the interview. So we'll take that for what it is. So great kid. He scored a lot of goals. I believe his name is Xavier, too. I got corrected on that. But we call him Professor X, could be another good name for him. Yep. So many possibilities with this kid. But it's a shame what he's got labeled with after they move the pick, like, because now that's just going to be lingering over him, and this kid is just going to have to prove himself even more. But he's actually a really good player, so hopefully that can go away quickly.
A lot of other fans were hoping for Jesper Wallstedt when he was there at the goalie, and it did not happen.
I think it was Kosa or Bus. So I think once that didn't happen, I don't think they liked Jesper enough, and maybe they have Konovalov ranked higher than that, so why make that pick? I don't mind the trade down. I don't mind Dr. X. I think he's got speed, a little bit of size, scoring ability, and I think he's a bit of like he gets into the mix, right? Like he mucks it up, like he goes to the tough areas. Is that not what I read about his report? Like Craig Button was salivating about him.
Liam, does that sound right from based on your conversations and research on him?
Yeah, it kind of seems like that kind of player. He's not afraid to, you know, do what he has to do to get the puck in the net. And I feel like the Oilers have kind of missed that for a while, right? Yeah. Then we have Drysdale and McDavid, and I guess Puljujärvi now is kind of due. But besides that, Yamamoto goes into the areas, but he doesn't score goals. So it's nice to have the combination of all those guys in one guy. Hopefully it won't take him too long to get up here.
So maybe like a David Perron type.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be a good comparison. He did pretty well here too. So,
but I feel like I think Xavier, I think he's a better shooter though. It looks like in his highlight clips, the guy's a bit of a sniper.
Yeah,
there was
that one clip where he's coming down on the goalie, going really slow, and then just the puck's gone off a stick, and the neck's rippling in the background. So, hopefully, we get to see that at Rogers Place sooner rather than later.
Yeah,
the story I thought was interesting was this was the first year of having the ESPN crew do the draft. And then like you've got Elliot Friedman kind of, he was in a basement or something and they would throw to him from time to time. But to me, the most entertaining part of round one outside of picking up Xavier Bourgo was Bobby Margarita calling the shots for everybody. And then he gave up midway through the first round because he was either just bored of it or whatever. Why doesn't TSN stream? And I was saying this all weekend. TSN should just be streaming him, just him, feeding him cocktails, making him some margs, letting him take guesses at who the people will draft, because nobody's more connected than Bob in terms of draft weekend. So I just think that'd be way more fun than what it actually was, because I thought the coverage was very boring.
I think one thing that was cool for the weekend was how many brothers were taken. You know, it seemed like everyone just wanted a family reunion, especially Chicago, picking up both Jones and then the Doc brothers, too. Who was the other ones? I think Kale McCarr and his brother in Colorado, too. That must be the coolest feeling. Just sit. Well, the Hugheses, too, I guess.
Everyone's the Hughes brothers were adorable, weren't they?
Yeah, just flying around the room. And that must have been cool. My favorite part about that, though, was how
Jack Hughes was freaking out about it, rightly so. And then the dad was just casually sat on the couch next to him and he barely reacted to get his son drafted.
Yeah, yeah. Dad just keeping it tight. Keeping it full dad mode.
Even talking about full dad mode, I see on Instagram, Tyler Yaremchuk is on a golf trip and he took a picture with his dad and it looks there like a police touching. Lineup.
There was some touching though. Definitely no smiling. No smiling.
No. Just contact, enough contact to let you know they know each other.
Yeah, they're affiliated.
Yes. I like it. When it comes to the draft, nobody cares anymore around here. Although the traffic, like I said, on the website would indicate otherwise. Anybody annoyed the Oilers didn't trade it? I was kind of hoping for a trade, to be honest. It's nice to have picks, but you know, something to help now would be nice.
Well, I'm just waiting for free agency. That's when shit's really Wednesday. Going to go down. So like everyone's shitting on the Oilers because of what we have been doing or not doing. But like the real work begins on Wednesday. Now, the interesting thing is, can Uncle Ken pull off a James Neal trade prior to the free agent window or free agent opening?
So Gregor was tweeting about it. And I guess the Oilers had a trade. So here's what Gregor said. Edmonton has been discussing trade options with Neal. If they can't secure it, one broke down over the weekend. I'd expect Neal to be placed on waivers today for the purpose of a buyout. He has 24 goals in previous 84 games. He'll sign at a lower AAV. I could see him scoring 15 plus. I think Ken Holland would do himself a lot of favors if he can trade James Neal and get that cap hit away from here rather than buy him up. Whether it happens, I don't know. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
So Gregor follows up. Neal not on waiver, so a few scenarios in play. Still working on trade. One broke down over the weekend, as I mentioned, so they feel it's still close. Cooper Marody files for arbitration. Only Edmonton RFA eligible. Or they just keep Neal entirely. Maybe he comes back. I don't know.
It's so expensive.
It is very expensive. 5-7, I think, something like that. I don't know. Chalmers, you love offseason talk. Your thoughts. James Neal? Yes?
Do I want him or do I not want him? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Because I really love offseason talk, especially when he's talking about, yeah.
What's the word down there in the Coventry Homes Lounge, Chalmers? In the fancy world where you live, what's everyone saying? What's the scuttlebutt?
What's the scoop?
That he's lost a step. He's not the James Neal of old. Yep. That we need to get rid of him. And if old Uncle Ken can pull off a trade, just like Jay said, we're all going to be pouring a drink for it. We're going to be clinking glasses, having a cheers.
James Neal isn't polarizing like Lucic. Like trading Lucic, who was like reviled, for Neal, who, you know, hasn't necessarily delivered. He won that one really hot run, but he isn't like, people don't seem to hate James Neal.
That's the one thing about the hot run, though, is like we saw, I think, like he gave us all something to really like believe in for an older guy. But as quickly as it stormed into our life, like a Alberta thunder shower, it was gone. And you're just like, okay, now what?
But he got
like,
in the right time, right off the hop when he came here, right?
Yeah. So that he could get like the fanfare. You know,
it's like Luke Gazdick scoring on his first shot, that he's a fan favorite forever, right?
Pretty much.
Neal got here, got hot. Now we forgive him.
So, yeah, I don't know. Neal, bye bye. Feel bad for Jujar. But hey,
we can still sign him. We just didn't QO him. That's all. We didn't qualify.
Okay, well, then if we sign him, I'll feel bad for me.
I still got a signed Jujar jersey that I still am holding on to, thinking it could be worn next season.
Mm-hmm. I am in the camp of I hope not. Is everybody else? What does everybody else want to see? What happens with him?
I don't mind if he doesn't come back. I'm not too concerned. But if he came back at a low contract to be just a fourth liner, then I'm okay with him.
Yeah, I agree.
Super streaky is the problem with Jujar. I've loved the guy since he was drafted in 2012, but if you could have a full year of that, you know, 3-week run he goes on every year, then you got to keep him. But like,
if he was a 10 goal guy, you'd love him.
Yeah, I agree. And he was love him. A few years or a handful of years ago, but he hasn't been able to get back to that level.
He'll show flashes of brilliance, he'll score a beautiful goal, and you're like, there is skill in that guy, but then you just don't see it for long stretches. So like that's like if you can get him on the fourth line, the guy can skate. He's obviously physical. I wish he was a better hitter, but that's okay.
That's so that I was just thinking that as you're saying that. I'm like a big guy. If he can like, you know, get the boys in it with a big hit or like constantly be turning over pucks because of his size and continuing to have like a strong presence of, you know, a cycle down low and always seeming to like being able to impose his will on the other team, then that's a different story, but it's just not what we see. It's just it's not consistent enough. And it's just,
I agree.
Those guys sure are a diamond dozen, aren't they? Can we find some more big guys that can
shit
better than him?
What the fuck is happening here?
What's up, boys?
Oh, God. We got vacation year Remchuk.
Oh, no, look at that.
Hell yeah. Drunk.
Bombing the show, crushing a BL right now. Not a Nation beer. Thanks for the support.
I don't think they have a Nation beer out here, actually. But
that's
right. Are you post round of golf right now?
No, I'm post a game of badminton in the yard. No golf today. Day off golf.
Nice.
Yeah, so are you right now?
Tell me about how long you're gone right now. How long are you vacationing for?
I come back on the weekend, so on Sunday.
So, but you've been gone for, so it's about a 7-dayer?
Yeah, 7 days.
You're at about day
4 here, yeah. Well, business days it's 7. Total days it's like 10.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out
here because
usually my vacations start out with day one and day two are just absolute write-offs. Lucky if I remember them. Day three is usually like a cleanup day. Kind of like get your life back in order and then
prepare some relationships.
And then day four, that's when I wake up and I go, yeah, today is a day one type of day again.
The thing is, I've been golfing a lot, and I've been golfing like nicer courses. I've been trying not to get like obliterated on the course and actually have like a decent round and all that. So I've been drinking. I haven't been drinking too heavily till like 8 or 9 o'clock at night. Then it's been like slamming a few beers and all that. My brother-in-law and I have a rule: we got a shotgun twice a day, once to start, once to end. So we've been keeping up with that.
Which one are you finding to be the easier one?
I'd say they're both pretty easy. Like, you know, wake up in the morning, you got a shotgun of beer. That's the way you got to do it. It starts your day nicely. And then the one at the end of the day, just kind of, it's the last piece of the puzzle to put you on your ass and knock you out for bed.
I like it.
I'd struggle with the end of night one. That's a grind to me. I feel like getting two in a day on a trip. Sure. Yeah. I can subscribe to that. But the shotgun nightcap.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of the question. Like on day two, when you wake up and you're just like, the only thing you can do is probably start drinking to make yourself feel like a normal human being again. And so that would have been my most difficult shotgun would be day two morning.
But also sounds like Tyler's minding his pitch count over there. So again,
which I respect.
Yeah. I'm keeping it nice and tight. Like I said, I've been golfing a lot and it's hot as balls out here too. So if you drink too much, you'll be done by like 3 o'clock if you drink too much in the day.
Does it make you upset at all, Tyler, to know that you've been away for the busiest week of NHL news of the offseason?
I've been on my phone a lot. Like I've just been checking everything and yeah, I am actually pretty upset that I missed this run here. That was a bonehead move on my part. But what do we all think of Zach Hyman? Have we discussed that a lot? Have we gotten into it? Is it all sorted out? We all like the deal.
With you not here, we talked about so much different stuff last week, mostly how you weren't there to keep the show on the rails. In fact, I can't remember, someone even said, at this point, your Remchuk would want to talk about XYZ, but he's not here. Liam, can we talk about whatever we want? Yeah. And then we just talked about bullshit.
I haven't even had a debrief with Liam to like see how he's handling all of it. Are things going good, Liam?
Oh, Liam's the best.
Swimmingly.
Swimming.
He was here for Big 300, your Remchuk. We congratulated him for doing all the production work and getting us there. Yeah. Yeah. It ain't an episode if Liam ain't on the board, you know?
You got a little Carter Savoy jersey back there, eh, Liam?
Yeah, I figured I'd rep BTI a little bit and Savage.
Deep support. Your Remchuk, my thoughts on the Hyman contract, whatever it's going to be, 7 or 8, it's going to be 7 because fuck you, Dubas. We're not giving you shit for that 8th year.
I think that's bullshit by the Oilers. Give it like, or it's bullshit by both sides. Like,
no. I don't. It only makes sense if we give like a shitty asset, not a prime asset. They're after prime asset.
Like I would do like the rights to Cooper Marody or something. Like I would pay that much.
Sure.
Whatever. But yeah, I know. I'm not like the talk that they wanted like a second round pick. That's bullshit. I do that this like
absolutely. Hyman,
Hyman's been a warrior for you guys. Let him go get his fucking money. Like, come on.
Yeah. So anyways, so it's going to be a 7-year deal. All I care about is the first 4 years of that deal. That's all I care about.
Well, that's all you can care about.
Steps in, crushes it. Hopefully we bring in some other signings to focus on the next 4 years because it is operation window is open and the time is actually now.
How about that Seth Jones deal? Woo-hoo, boy.
Big smoke.
That is going to suck.
There's a couple deals that have like buyout written all over them. That one and the Sam Bennett deal. Oh my God. They're giving him like 4.5 a year. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's but they left it so it's buyoutable at the end, didn't they?
Oh, did they?
I think so.
That's probably smart. I would wager on that, yeah.
Chicago's not afraid to go give huge deals to defensemen, hey? And then they just become these albatrosses around their neck and they're drowning. They're like, we've learned nothing. Here you are, Jones. You're signed until forever.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
An ugly one.
His mom on Twitter, I was so happy for her, my favorite Twitterer. She was like, my boys. And she always has to go to one place now, the best.
All right. Well, this was nice catching up with everyone. I think I'm going to go back to crushing Bud Lights and sitting and looking at the lake.
That's, what a great you guys went on to hockey talk and you lost me. Back to drinking vacation talk.
Look at that view.
That is a very nice view. What are the competitive games of choice out there? We had a weekend this weekend where we played some bags, extreme bocce ball. Have you ever played Finska or Molki?
No.
Okay, well, look it up. It's too hard to explain, but it's basically like lawn bowling with wooden dowels, and they all have a different point total on them, and it's just very, very good game. So what you said badminton, you've been playing golf. What else? What else you competing at out there?
We're just kind of getting going. Like a couple steps away from like the place we're at, there's like a beach volleyball court. So we might, because it's my
Kelowna.
We're like just in West Kelowna on the lake, but so it's my family out here and it's my girlfriend's parents and stuff too, right? So both sides of our family.
Has the toilet wedding incident come up?
Surprise wedding.
Clogging incident come to market?
No, that's water under the bridge.
Water in the basement is what it is.
Wow. you're in West Kelowna, so I'm going to give you a very, very good tip.
Okay.
On that side of the water, they've got that real grass mini golf course where the holes are like 300 feet long and shit.
Really?
Go play it. It is.
What's it called?
Just look for mini golfing area. It's on the west side.
Okay, sounds good. I'll get on that. I'm golfing Tower Ranch on Thursday. I'm excited for that.
Oh, I played that.
Because remember that thing we talked about with writing the checks and then who writes the checks? And if they tell you to do something, just to fucking do it and then expense it later? That sounds like an expensible
If I document the mini golf hole by hole, will Oilers Nation reimburse me for my mini golf green?
Wow.
If it gets 10,000 views, sure. Go for it.
Okay. Sounds good. I will grind to get these 10,000 views to get my $12 mini golf green fees back. That sounds worth it.
Well, they might charge more. Like I said, it's real grass. And the holes are really long.
And there's not just going to be you playing. You expense the whole damn thing. What is it, your first time?
Yeah, fair enough. I'm going to actually bring like the whole little village we're at. I'm going to be like, hey, everyone, free mini golf. We just got to share the shit out of this post.
Yeah.
And drinks.
Bring a couple G2s that are spiked.
Spike G2s. I've actually been craving that. I said that the other day. I don't have any Gatorade, but I was like, damn, that'd be really good. Like a G2 and vodka, that's the way to do it when you're on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Kills the hangover and gets you back to being drunk, like both at the same time. That's a vet move. All right. Well, this was a nice pop in. I don't know what I cut off. I don't know what you guys were talking about.
We're talking about Jujar.
Oh, I think he still might come back, actually. I wouldn't close the door on it.
Do you want him to?
I think they're getting Glenn Denning. I think that's pretty obvious now. So you're going to run.
I haven't seen any chatter about it.
Oh, Ooh, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said anything.
Oh, that's great.
No,
breaking
no,
news.
No. Don't clip that. Don't clip that.
yeah, your M-Chuck breaking news. Yep. Your M-Chuck sources say.
Exclusive to the Real Life Podcast.
I think it would just make a lot of sense if they went and got Glendening. Like, he's a UFA. Apparently, he's interested. They liked him at the deadline. So why would you not like him when you could sign him for free? So I bet you they'd get Glendening. They'll have McLeod. They have Shore down there in the bottom six as well. I just think Jujhar is a winger or an extra forward, just an extra body to have around, isn't bad. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they circle back to it. I also wouldn't be surprised if he's kind of sitting there going, like, you know, maybe a fresh start isn't the worst thing for me, right? He was a good Oiler, though.
Yeah. One more question for you before you leave, which will transition into our next talk. Being away and on vacation, have you caught as much Olympic fever as the rest of us, or are you not even paying attention whatsoever to it?
I'm watching the little clips when Canada wins their medals. I saw a Tunisian swimmer that won his thing. That was cool. I saw the Swedish coach or whatever he was losing his mind, or Australian coach.
After the swimming.
I've seen like the big highlights, but I haven't done like the classic sit down for 3 hours and watch the Olympics. Although I did see the one idea, which was they need like an Olympic red zone channel where you can onto it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Medal watch or something.
How unreal would that be?
Anything like,
It just brings you to each fucking medal event and you can sit there. Like, I'd sit there for 10 hours and watch an Olympic red zone where it just shows you like the big names, the big events, medal clinching moments, like all that shit. That'd be the best.
Oh, you're vibing. You have the ideas, your M-Chuck. You got your vibing out there.
But you
vacation
know what?
Is refreshing me.
Part of it really, you know, it's also the journey of that 10,000 meter swim race that you watch every single meter, or the marathon, you watch it tip to tip.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. Well, on that genius idea, I leave you to go shotgun some Bud Lights, boys. See ya. Have a good episode.
Later,
buddy.
Yeah.
How about that?
Last night, I was captivated by a field hockey game.
Oh, Canada, which one?
Canada versus Great Britain. We're not, obviously, we are an ice hockey nation. We are not a field hockey nation. But, like, I'm just trying to understand the sport. It is interesting. Anyone got some takes on field hockey? Can help me know what the fuck... They kept blowing whistles, and all of a sudden,
I don't even know the terminology.
Or it's called a penalty corner, where like it's like a penalty shot, but the whole team gets to stand in the net, and they put these masks on for it, and then like they all just like run at the guy shooting. But if you hit one of the opposing players with your shot, you get to do it again. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I don't know how you can umpire that, but. And the umps take fucking visceral abuse just like they do in ice hockey, which was very, very, very encouraging to see. But really weird sport. I also think that sport, like, how does your back not hurt? You're so hunched over waving your little wand there.
Sticks are like golf clubs almost, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really, it's an interesting sport, but I watched the whole fucking game.
I watched the skateboard street event the other night. That was just fun. I just like skateboarding. The fact that it's in the Olympics is a lot of fun.
Okay. So like I said, I was away this weekend and I am usually like all the way in on Olympics, but it seems like it's going at such a torrid pace right now that I can't, like, I'm just trying to catch up to everything. Now I'm guessing it's like skateboarding is like the other events where there's, you know, like swimming, where there's a bunch of events in one, right? There's not just like one street skateboarding, is there?
Because so the way this one was set up was, it was interesting. It was a combined score for the winner. Because I watched the whole thing. It was like 2 hours. It was the best. So what they did was they had the course, right? And then the guys had to go, they had 50 seconds or a minute, doesn't matter, about a minute to do a run of the course and land as many possible tricks as they could in that minute. So they got two of those runs. Okay.
Yes.
And then they got five attempts at just the hardest slash best trick. And then they took the top five scores from that aggregated total.
Okay. Because from what I had heard, somebody said to me, like, what a stupid event. All they're allowing them to do is one trick. And I was like, that can't be right. This has to be the thing where they blare music. They give them 2 minutes. They take whatever line they want and they do like seven or eight really, really good tricks, like, which is normal. It's also kind of weird that there's only eight competitors in the field.
Yeah. So the interesting thing about it was, you are right, they did have that minute to go whip through the course and do whatever they wanted. but they also had the five best trick attempts, and they took your four top scores. I was wrong. I said five, but it's four. They took the four top scores. So the Japanese guy that ended up winning, his two runs were awful, and he ended up throwing those out, but he did five amazing tricks in the best trick part that his four top scores were good enough to win based on that. It was really interesting how they did it. It was almost like having two separate events that they mashed into one.
Is it a demonstration sport this year, or is it like full on now an Olympic event?
This is the first year as an Olympic event.
Ooh.
I think it was interesting.
One of the four they added, right? I think they added surfing. I think softball is now one, too.
Oh, it should be, yeah.
The skateboarding and, what was it, freestyle climbing, wall climbing or something like that, which will be interesting.
Oh, like that one where they race?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. It might even be like rock climbing maybe, which will be... That race
wall climbing is insane.
Man, they just took a page right out of American Gladiators then, didn't they?
Oh, but like to another level. Like they're going upside down. And they're like, I bet you these people could climb a wall faster than I can just run normally.
Really? I want to watch this event.
Oh, buddy, man. I don't know if this is the Olympic one that they're doing or not, but that race wall climbing, holy shit.
Wall climbing is so hard.
Yeah.
I even just went to, what's it called, vertically inclined here in the city, and I'm so bad at it. My hands are not meant for that.
Don't have the finger strength?
I got no grips. No grips. Zero. So as we're talking right now, four medals for Canada so far. One gold, two silver, and a bronze. Because what did... got the gold in swimming. That was last night.
Yeah.
The other thing.
Penny's not done yet.
Well, she did get that relay. That was the silver. I watched that one the other day. That was exciting because the Canada was behind the U.S. by a fair margin when Penny jumped in the pool.
Yeah. Penny's legit, man.
There was that one girl who won the gold too. I think they were saying on the turn she was in last or second last, and then somehow on that last 50 just died through and won the gold. But she was saying she has to wear glasses, and in the pool they can't wear contacts, so she couldn't even see that she had won.
She looks so confused? Didn't know that. Oh, okay. That's awesome.
That was pretty cool. And then that 13-year-old girl on the skateboarding. It's incredible. Like how, I don't even know, at 13, I was just sitting in my basement playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. And now there's little girls winning Olympic gold medals. Like, it's crazy. Yeah,
makes you reevaluate life, doesn't it?
The one thing about the Olympics that I have the hardest time with is whether or not I'm watching something live, or if it's already been played. Oh, Canada with a big goal. Oh, that's Spain. Great. They have the same damn colors as us. Big goal in water polo. These women are just kicking each other's asses in this water, like almost drowning each other. This has got to be one of the craziest things I've seen.
There's a few events that where Canadians, well, historically used to dominate. We're getting better in the pool, but it's synchronized swimming, synchronized diving, and water polo, I believe, are like our sports of like expertise in the Olympics.
Yeah.
If you're going to compete in any event whatsoever, which one do you think you would, I'm not saying excel at, but do you think that you would have at least a chance to participate in? Yeah. I'm going to go with I'm a big walker going long walks. So I'm going to go with that like butt hustle walk.
Oh, you've got to get the hips. Your hips need to be very well lubricated to be able to.
They don't lie.
Yeah, they need to be flowing full salsa mode.
Yep.
To be able to make that work.
I think I can do it.
Now, I'm just going to say this because you've opened up a window for me to humble brag. I was junior high Esper Smith shot put champion. Now, having said that, I've seen what these Olympic grade shot putters look like, and they are mutants of humans in terms of how
freaks
they are. So I guess I cannot, I don't think I can foresee myself as an Olympic shot putter, which is very sad because I really thought I had a promising career at the age of 13. What is the Olympic sport I could do? I feel like, if there was, and I proved this when we did the triathlon event between me, Coom, and Rick, if there was like a short distance cycling race, that one where they go in the circle and they like slow, like cat and mouse one,
I feel like
I could be a real strong, explosive, short amount of time cyclist, like 10 second explosiveness, and I think that's the only sport where that could actually be applied to. So I think that one.
Chalmers, what are you competing in at the Olympics?
Steeple
chase. Tell you what I'm not competing in? Water polo.
That's so hard.
They have gone back. I'd be dead. I'd be literally laying at the bottom of the pool.
They might be the fittest people. They might be the fittest people, man. Swimming is so fucking hard.
So hard.
How discouraging is it when they all of a sudden turn over the ball and everybody just has to swim the length of the pool just to get down there, inevitably turn the ball over again and swim back? It's like, can we make this court like a little smaller for these people? It's unbelievable. Okay. Something that I think I could compete. You know, I've watched a little bit of the fencing, and it just seems to be like the first person who can get their epée out.
Oh, well done. Well done.
It doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of strategy to fencing. They just kind of try to stick somebody in the chest. And so I'm going to say I might be able to dodge one of those things. I don't know. I'm a little elusive.
But you're also like attached to that leash. Like it's,
oh, they got these people on leashes now.
Yeah, they're on like a leash.
No, watching close enough for that.
Wanye, he might be MIA right now, but I think he was a fencer at a young age.
Really?
Yeah.
I know. I'm here. Yeah, I took it when I was a kid.
Okay, wait, what?
When I was a little kid, I took fencing. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I was driving down Grote Road, and there was a sign on the overpass that said something like, take fencing, it's fun. And I remember being a little kid, I was like 8, and I saw it out the window, and I was like, that's a fine idea.
Your dad's like, parents. No, that's an advertisement for fences.
They're
and
like,
decks.
Where did, no, no, they're like, where did you get this in your head? I'm like, I saw an ad on a bridge, and they're like, oh, whatever. Oh. Went down. It's good.
All right, let's give this kid wants a sharp sword. Let's give him one.
They are, well, you have a little tip on the end, but it's no joke. Like, people who can, anything you can do at the Olympic level is no joke. Oh, but like, people who can fence, like, that's a crazy ass sport. And you get like poked hard too, right?
Okay. What would be something you thought you could compete at, Leo?
I've been kind of running it through my head while you guys have been talking, and I can't swim, so I guess that just rules me out of all of those. I once went to the velodrome in Edmonton and fell off, so I probably don't want to get back on one of those. I think the best one for me would probably be archery. It's fairly simple.
Yeah, that'd be sweet too.
Yeah, pull it back, aim a little. It's not easy by any means, but I remember in junior high, I was half decent at doing it. So maybe with a little bit of practice, get back into the swing of things. So I think it's 10-meter archery or 3-meter archery, one of those for me.
Well, what I want to know is this the most talked about subject between friends right now? Is what Olympic sport they think they'd be good at?
Yeah, I mean, has to.
A conversation that's so hot for 5 days every 4 years.
Yeah.
That's why it's good. It mixes it up, right? Every 4 years, it's the combo Olympiad.
Is there an event that you guys look forward to the most in the Summer Olympics? I love high jump. The fact that those freaks can jump above their head and keep it flat that way is just, I love watching high jump.
I love track and field. Yeah, I just, like all the track and field events I can really get into. But just like the obscure ones, like I said, I watched field hockey. Like, I totally forgot it was a sport. And then I watched it and I was like, fuck, I'm into this just because, like, this is people. That's the thing I like about the Olympics. It is people playing their fucking asses off because they worked so hard 4 years for that opportunity. So, you know, they're giving it their all. So I just love how pure the Olympic games are. So like I get caught up watching literally anything and I love it. But track and field is always interesting to me.
What exactly did you mean by pure? Cause I think that the Olympic games are anything from pure from a couple standpoints.
Like, well,
let's put it this way. The two longest drivers in golf, both dropped out with COVID. I don't think so. They didn't want to get drug tested.
What's going on? What happened, Bryce, instead, Chalmers?
Why do you think guys like Brooks aren't there? Why do you think guys like...
Do you think there's a steroid problem on the PGA?
Not on the PGA. I think there's a steroid problem between some guys. You see what? You don't think Bryson's not dabbling in some of the? He's always trying to get an edge
for steroids on the PGA.
No,
they probably never thought they had to. Fuck, it's like, no. It's why like baseball in the '70s, like morphing into the '90s when everyone like grew 14 sizes.
When what is the International Drug and whatever Federation, when they're all like looking at sports to test and they look at golfers' bodies and they're like, they all just start laughing and they go, okay, next. So golf? No. Okay. Get out of here. No, they're not testing for steroids in golf.
It's because like four Olympics ago, 75% of the field like was actively drunk and smoking cigars while golfing. Now people are like, I'm going to do roids and drink BioSteel.
It's also very funny how
okay,
disrespectful we are to the other sports when golf is probably the thing that is in the Olympics that I'm probably the best at that of all the other sports. And I wouldn't even think for 2 seconds that I could compete out there. So
Chalmers, I'll walk back. Okay, this is where the Olympics pure. Remove steroids from the golf. Okay, remove golf as a sport. It's the discus thrower. It's the someone like in such an obscure sport where there's no like professional level to it that they work their fucking asses off so they can compete at the Olympics because that's the stage.
We'll play this little game. You name the sports, and I'll tell you whether or not they're on roids in the Olympics. Go.
Ballroom dancing.
Yes. Keep going. They're maybe not on roids right now, but they've got 3.5 years to do roids and then
okay.
just get off.
Okay. Chalmers. The giant weights they lift over their heads. Tell me that's on steroids. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come crazy. On. Okay.
Yes.
You're telling me a guy who can deadlift 1,800 kilograms is on steroids?
Yeah. How about equestrian, Chalmers? Is it the horse that's on steroids or the
massage?
Ride? Oh no, both. And the Ian trainer.
Miller. Ian Miller. That's why you competed in 400 Olympics.
You know who's
big
really on
steroids guy?
The good person who takes care of the horse because they don't have a big turnaround between events. So they gotta get those shoes off, they gotta brush.
Did you see the tweet, Chalmers, about how the plane the horses are transported on is Air Horse One? That's its name of the plane.
Oh yeah.
For the Olympic program.
These planes gotta fly around. I never even thought about that.
Air Horse One.
They have a giant cargo ship or plane for the horses and they fly over in stalls.
Oh man.
Wow. So is
the Olympic basketball team's airplane called Airbus One? You get it?
Didn't they lose to France?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And if you saw like the last 30 seconds, or they had the ball for like the last 20 seconds, and they shot like it was 76-74, and they shot like 4 threes and missed them all. These are
if you
NBA
know your world
players.
History,
is it because
no
it
one
they
loses
can't take
to
steroids?
France?
They don't have a point guard. They don't have a center. They just said to these guys, who wants to play? A bunch of like forwards put up their hands and they were like, okay, get on the bus. And straight up, they don't have like a real legit point guard, like a Chris Paul type of player on this team. They have like guys like Damian. You know what? I don't break down fucking NBA college or Olympic basketball, but they're fucking horrible. It was a like, how bad is it? Like, is our tennis player, that Alessia, whatever his name is he out now?
Yeah.
Because he lost one game?
Yeah, one and done.
What a fucking disappointment.
I don't think...
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say, I think they only take one guy and one girl.
What?
I think.
Oh, yeah, it's Olympics. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I think Felix got eliminated.
Do you remember, like, Poland brought, like, too many swimmers for the swim meet, so they had to send a bunch home?
Oh yeah,
so dejecting.
Oh, is cricket in the Olympics?
I wish. No, it's not. There's not enough teams that participate.
Really?
Yeah, there's only maybe like 10 teams I think that even play internationally, and the guys I see on the park every Sunday afternoon.
There are as many countries
but they can field a water polo.
The
they got a huge water polo field, but they can't get enough cricket teams.
Yeah, that's well, but they only had like 8 skaters in that event. So how come they couldn't just have 8 cricket teams? Is rugby part of the Olympics?
Oh, yeah.
Just the Canada. Sevens one, right?
Just the Sevens?
Yeah, which is way fun to watch, too.
It is, yeah. There's like a Sevens event coming to Edmonton. I might go check it out. Definitely like more entertaining than standard if you're not a true like rugby aficionado. Sevens is for the every person.
You know what we didn't talk about was when we were talking about the skateboarding. to win a gold in the inaugural skateboarding event in your home country. Both the men and the women were won by...
Not just in their home country, like the guy who won the skateboarding Chalmers, sorry to cut you off. He,
no.
Like you, where the arena was or where they held the contest was his home city. And I guess the guy's face was plastered all over the city on billboards being like future skateboarding and blah, blah, blah. And then he ended up winning the gold.
It's unbelievable. That's a big deal. That's awesome.
Cool.
Like Japan leading the medal count right now. No, not in total. Leading gold medals though. China's was 18.
China's a summer Olympic dynamo.
How about they bring back this event from the 1900 Paris Games? It was, you know, skeet shooting. How about live pigeon shooting, which was true to its name? The gold medalist, Belgium's Leon de Lunden, claimed 21 pigeons for the gold. In total, nearly 300 birds were killed as part of the event.
Did they just let them out of a cage and they all fly in the same direction and then the guys just start picking them?
Oh, my God.
While numerous third-party sources mention the event from 1900, the IOC website, perhaps understandably, does not. It is the only time. Live pigeon shooting.
Unsanctioned event.
Yeah.
Those are the days, hey? They're like, you see how many pigeons died? They're like, who cares? Four people died in the steeplechase. Life is cheap.
Well, take it further. Go back to like the original probably Olympic Games, like in Greece. Nude? Like, yeah, all nude and all gladiator style where they're knifing each other.
Was the original Olympics all nude bag milk?
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah. You didn't win gold.
You betcha.
You didn't win a gold medal. You just got to live.
God. Thankfully. Yeah. Our friends at Twig and Berries, they want to make
you just got you to can... live.
Twig and Berries, big sponsor of the original Olympics. Yes, Athens.
They saw a problem. Guys were getting sunburned and they came up with a solution. And if you go to twigandberries.ca and use the promo code Nation15, you can get 15% off your order. Local company, great underwear. Wearing my nutsacks right now, Liam. I know you want to know that. And a lot more than just underwear. I'm looking at the caution may contain alcohol t-shirt that is front and center on the website right now. Maybe that would be nice for you, Chalmers. I don't know when Father's Day is. Did it pass?
Yes.
Well, next year I'm getting you the may contain alcohol t-shirt. Twigandberries.ca. Nation 15, get yourself a discount.
Well done.
Thank you.
Very well done.
Liam? This is when you come in with some structure.
Like I can keep talking about the Olympics. I got to get more into it. I was away this weekend, so I was catching up yesterday. But I'll be like I said.
Oh, Olympics, you know,
it's the best. You just get caught up in all this random shit, and you're so into it.
If cornhole was in the Olympics, I probably could have won a gold medal at it this weekend.
Oh, you got hot there at the end. You're pretty good.
At the end, it was pretty much all day yesterday.
Dominated. We took you down
one time. Anyways, what else is there to talk about in this dog day?
Are we done?
Yeah, hopefully.
Isn't this we come in, Liam, and go, this shit show's only an hour because we have three advertisers?
I was gonna say, I think
we started late.
Covered a lot of stuff. I think
unfortunately didn't cover the Manscaped ad though, Wanya. Good thing you're on the ball. You go to
looks like I'm in an M.C. Escher painting right now.
Well, Liam, you know where you are.
Never show my image on this thing, Liam. If you show me on Instagram, I'll haunt you like a ghost.
You know, thankfully, he's Manscaped, though. He's got a lawnmower 4.0 trimmed down. Look real nice because he used the promo code REALLIFE and got 20% off the order and free shipping. Wanya is always well-groomed and shorn.
Do you know where there's a lot of Manscaped razors being used right now at the Olympics? In the swimming? Those guys are tip to tail are taken care of by Manscaped. I'm telling you, I guarantee it's always Manscaped that they're using.
If
you want to talk about Olympic effort, I'm getting ready over here because I'm going to swimming lessons with Wanya Jr.
Yeah.
Right? Every day, 4 p.m. You want to talk about magic in the pool? This kid? Jeez.
Are you Manscaping? For the ladies?
Manscaped. It's like nine mums and me. I don't know any of the songs. I don't know any of the dances.
Yeah, but okay. So do you understand what you have a responsibility, Wanye? There's always one dad and there's all these moms, and the moms go there with the idea that there is going to be one dad. And you know what they expect? You know what they fire themselves
manscaping?
Up for? A nice manscaped looking dad.
You can do a poll of baby swimming. Who is the number one parent and baby? And I guarantee you it's Wanye Jr. and myself, and we're having a great time, and everybody's manscaped. Wanye Jr., he's manscaped halfway to hell. Kid doesn't have a hair on him.
Sometimes when you go to baby swimming class, it's not about thinking about you. It's about thinking about what those other moms expect.
I said to the lady, I was like, where did you learn all these songs that you're singing? She's like, I don't know, just from life. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
And you're like, oh, so am I not doing it right? Is that what you're saying?
Like, we just walk down the street clapping like an alligator? I don't even understand how you just come across these songs in day-to-day life.
See, that's why you and Wanye Jr. be doing Soulja Boy in the pool. That'll get everybody going.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Mm-hmm. So I got to go. That's why I was offline. I was getting ready. Can't just walk out of your house and go to an Olympic swim meet and you're all together. So you have to be dressed for success.
God, what I would give to see you show up in like a Speedo, just jump in.
I'm the best, man. You should see me in this class. I'm really participating hardcore. This kid will not grow up to be a serial killer because his dad didn't take him to swimming lessons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying.
They won't be like, I don't know. Did your dad take you to swimming lessons? He will be forced under oath at his trial to admit we were there together. It's the opposite of bag milk and his dad, or bag milk, Yaremchuk and his dad.
I feel like your Yaremchuk and his dad do a lot of things together, but that just doesn't look, or they don't act like they're together.
Yes. Yeah.
We're like, the opposite of that.
Go to your Yaremchuk's Instagram page, Ty89YAR, and look at that photo of he and his dad after golfing together.
One of them is being held hostage by the other. I don't know which one. They know each other.
I would take the same photo with a stranger at the Circle K, both cheersing our Slurpees with the same conviction of those two. You know?
Oh, probably more.
Chalmers, by the way, game changer at Circle K.
It's the best. So you've obviously gone there and frequented it a couple times?
Multiple times. Now I'm a daily subscriber at this point.
It's fantastic. I know. They're the best. And I think even since I've given such praise, they've allowed a couple of the flavors to go away, and it's, I don't know, man, it's just so hit and miss. Like, this app of Slurpee flavors, where they are, it's gold.
We need it.
Gold, just like Red Zone.
Because I did notice there was two Crystal Light flavors in there yesterday when I went, and that's unacceptable.
Like, you need the option. I will once in a while crack down for a Crystal Light just for the fact that I think I'm doing the healthy choice, but very rarely. But I like, you got to keep it basic when it comes to Slurpee flavors.
Can we talk about these for a second? I just got my garbage bins from the city of Edmonton. Anybody got those yet?
Yeah.
Ooh,
I'm still a dumpster guy.
These bad boys right here.
Yeah.
A family with two kids. How am I supposed to fit my garbage in these two things?
Some organic material in the composter, Michael Recycle Killer.
It's supposed to force you to compost and recycle more.
How many pounds of beef do you throw in a week? 30, 40?
No.
Put that shit in the green bin, bro.
Yeah, but what about... I have to put all my grass clippings in here.
Yeah, well, then put it in the green thing, bro.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be able to fit it all in.
Where
this
do you
green
live,
thing, bro?
The football stadium? How much grass do you have?
Well, enough to fill this thing.
You're supposed to leave your clippings on top, buddy. You know, you're supposed to bag them.
Oh, like Andrew Ferris told us. And then every day when my kids go out and play outside, and then they play in the pool, and then they play on the sprinkler, and then they bring the grass inside my house. Not today. Not never.
Maybe you need to think, Chalmers, how can I live my life properly so that this is all the garbage space I need?
Reduce and reuse, Chalmers.
Maybe now's the time to change your life.
You don't think
it's too
I would like to reduce the amount of consumables that this family has? You don't think that's like not my daily mission in life?
Well, now we know it is your daily mission.
Maybe you should stop buying such massive consumer products in huge boxes.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, how many refrigerators do you need?
Okay, wait. So this is a me problem?
Yeah.
You're saying? I don't agree. The degree to disagree. This is the city of Edmonton being lazy. Garbage men out there. Lazy. Just kidding.
Lazy.
I'm just kidding. Wow. One of my best friends used to be like, used to hot garbage into a bin. And I'll tell you,
this makes it way easier for them because they can use machines.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, of course, man. That guy worked so hard. I couldn't imagine. So I get it. I'm shocked with how small the green one is.
Did you have options on sizes? It would be
the
same size
as the black one. We had
statues of Jesus are too big, and the garbage bins that are green are too small. That's what I'm hearing.
No, they just gave them to us. I don't think I was. No one we chose our bin. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh well, such is life.
You might have to go for a one and done to somebody else's bin.
Yeah.
I think they'll know. Everybody has one. Yet every day I have two out there. Every Wednesday I got two out there.
No, you just go for a walk. Yeah. Just go for a deposit walk.
Yep.
Go hit up like the neighborhood 20, 30 bins. Yep. Amortize that shit. Perfect. So
everybody gets a little bit of grass.
That is very
Shawshank shady. Redemption theory. Spread the exactly. Rocks out in the yard.
You are the Andy Dufresne of grass clippings now, my friend.
Oh my God. So much hours that's going to add to it. Every morning on my dog walk, I'm just lightly letting grass clippings out of my pockets.
You know who wins? You know who wins? Your dog.
Yep.
Your dog wins. Well, and you get longer. Good, nice long walk.
Yeah, join the step club.
Get those steps in.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of
steps. You're allowed to throw out additional garbage than that bin. They just want that bin filled. Isn't that the trick?
I don't know what all the rules are. I feel like that's all they're going to take from you.
Like, say except you're like cleaning out your house. And you're like, that's it.
No more.
Well, if you're cleaning out your house, then you have to bring an additional bin, like a higher bin.
What if it's Christmas? BYO bin.
So I think there'll be a couple tent pole events in the waste game, like Christmas trees and spring landscaping.
The big bin events.
The big bin events. It'll be a big bin. Yeah, big bin weekend, and then that's when you can just go for it.
It says right on there. If there's garbage bags sitting next to Don't even try. Only for their system, not illegal.
Were you caught in a time warp? What happened?
Yeah, Charles. Yeah, you're
a choppy Bo Boppy, and then it came back to normal, and you didn't even move in your seat.
Well, He's frozen right now.
No, I'm not.
He's just not moving.
He's just not moving. Wow, jeez, you're a pretty animated guy, and you're not even moving. It's kind of scary. No, he's frozen.
No, I'm not.
All right, this podcast ends with us just accusing each other of freezing. Imagine listening to this right now.
Couple things to talk about. Golf tournament, August 26th. We announced our winner, which is great. Sales guy Jared's been in touch with them, so that's awesome. Thank you for bidding, everyone. I think we have four teams left now, which is exciting. The next big auction that we're going to be doing is our boy and new overlord, Frank Saravalli, is coming to Edmonton. He's going to partner up with Gregor. The DFO Rundown is going to auction themselves off a team. So you get a chance to play with Frank and Gregor. I'm letting Gregor run this show on this. So just kind of stay tuned when we have more details on when it launches or how to bid. We will keep you posted. We are lots of good sponsor conversations. So it should be a fun day. So looking forward to it. But most importantly, because the golf tournament's coming up and we're kind of close to closing the books on being able to bring on teams, it's talking about the next exciting thing. And I see a lot of chatter about it. I saw you guys talking about it on Owen Radio, Bag Milk, is the Nation Vacation stuff.
Yes. Very exciting.
What the hell should we do?
It's a weird schedule. That's my question. Year.
Weird schedule. Very weird schedule. Very weird schedule, but tentatively kind of the whispers I've been hearing and seeing, because people have been DMing me a lot about this because they know I like to get involved in the setup of this. But there's the first October in Vegas, I'm here, is not a good weekend to go because there's some big event going on, music festival or something going on there. So it might be it's being cautioned of maybe a bad idea. Mm-hmm. So there's like the November 27th game in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
There's the
Saturday.
It's a Saturday. I'm seeing some chatter about the December 3rd game in Seattle because there's also a potential. There's a football game that weekend. My only concern, I just want to share this with the crowd about doing this. The crowd, the crew here, is the game's on Friday and the football game's on Sunday. So that's a long. So like that's a classic Friday to Monday right there.
Yep.
And I think we could, like, it's a lot of time, but I think we could pull it off. I'm just worried that it might be expensive.
Could we get that many football tickets though?
That's the thing, right? It's the football tickets that will be interesting. So open to maybe trying to make it work, but just want to throw it out there. And then the next one, which I think we'll for sure do, is, but it's all the way in April, which I kind of like because it spaces things out, is
give you something to look forward to.
Nashville, April 12th.
That one I'm excited about because, like I said in the group chat, I'm selfish and I've never been there before. So I really want to go to Nashville.
I went 2 years ago and it's awesome. It's a lot of fun there.
Did you go to another game?
No, I just went for me and my friends do a Labor Day trip and we went down there for a weekend and it was college football opening weekend. So it was Vanderbilt versus Georgia.
Oh, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, I heard the city's just great. It's just fun.
That game's on a Tuesday, but because Nashville's on and popping Monday to Sunday, that's not a big deal. It's just people need to plan a little bit around that. The thing I like about that is the night before, on the 11th, the Oilers play Minnesota. So we can have a viewing party the night before and then go to the game the next day, which is what I really love. Like, that worked really well in Vegas.
Yeah, because then you get to hang out and just kind of bullshit.
And I'll find us an awesome hot chicken place to go to. I'm actually going to Nashville. I might be going to Nashville here in the next month or two.
Hmm. Are you saying there's going to be a Nashville and a Vegas trip?
Yeah, we're going to do two.
Wow.
Well, and just they're spaced out, right? Now and to be full disclosure, the one that's a bit concerning is the one that we would do first, because I don't know what kind of the world looks like still at that time.
Yes.
But I feel really good about doing the Nashville one. So we should try. But right now, you know, things are opening up and the potential to do something in November looks good. But what would you rather? Would you rather try to make that Seattle weekend work? I'm just worried about trying to get all the tickets, because the mission for me, my personal mission about all this, is I really want to try to charter a plane. I want like 100 people to come. And I think the market, I think there's a lot of us that want to go on a hockey trip so bad. I think we can do it. So it's like, can we get 100 tickets to a football game? And if so, is it going to be like $9 million or, cause it's a different beast, right?
Yeah. Mm. And that's the nice thing always about when we go to Vegas too, is there's so much stuff to do that people just kind of fuck off a little bit and do their own thing. You know, like Tyler, he went to the Topgolf last year while we were drinking in the sun, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I would love to do the Seattle one just because it's fun. It's different. We've never done it. If there's a football game in there too, that's awesome. Also fantastic. You know, it's just, can you get that many tickets?
The logistics. NFL's tough and it'll all be third party because I don't think you can get group tickets. So like we'd have to try to find a deal with a third party broker. I'm just trying to go through like the logistics of trying to do a large group trip like that. So it's like Vegas on November 27th, a Saturday, or do we try to make a Seattle? So yeah, they also play in Seattle on the 18th of December, but I feel it's like that's too close to Christmas.
Yeah, that would be a tough one. Yeah.
So yeah, the schedule didn't really do us any favors.
Not this year, no. But just being able to talk about a nation vacation is exciting.
Yeah, I'm super excited. So I've, like I said, I already put a deposit down in Vegas. I did that like 4 months ago to secure our priority to get group tickets. And
because that one's always great.
Yeah, and I'm doing the same right now. I'm playing telephone tag with this guy in Nashville. So I'm doing the same thing there to secure our spot there too. But yeah, I can't wait. They're so much fun. It's nice to be able to plan events again.
I'm kidding. Long overdue.
Mm-hmm. Chalmers, thoughts?
I love vacations. I can't wait to go on some. So just plan them all. I'm really looking forward to the golf tournament, though. That's going to be a very fun day.
Oh, yeah. I'm playing in one on Wednesday. It's like I haven't played in a golf tournament, like a charity scramble in forever. I'm looking forward
to it. Well,
good luck. Well, thank you. We are the defending champs at the Mark Spector Classic.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All good to go. Everyone's covered. Everything's covered.
That's all.
It's nice to see Tyler.
He's
alive. Maybe he is being a hostage there. Who knows? But thank you, everyone, for listening to this week's show, and we'll see you again on Thursday. See you there.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Real Life Podcast. Don't want to miss any of our nonsense? Hit the subscribe button and give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.